Sometimes the very best gifts we give are those that we give spontaneously, on the spur of the moment, just because our hearts tell us we should. We don't stop to ask how much the gift will cost. We just impulsively give. I have Kylie John and Allie Stibb to thank for the following beautiful story. An old man got on a bus one February 14 carrying a dozen roses. He sat down beside a young man who was already seated on the bus. The young man looked at the roses and said, "Somebody's going to get a beautiful Valentine's Day gift." "Yes," said the old man. A few minutes went by, and the old man noticed that his young companion was staring at the roses. "Do you have a girlfriend?" the old man asked. "I do," said the young man. "I'm going to see her right now, and I'm going to give her this Valentine's Day card." They rode in silence for another 10 minutes, and then the old man got up to get off the bus. As he stepped out into the aisle, he suddenly placed the roses on the young man's lap and said, "I think my wife would want you to have these. I'll tell her that I gave them to you." He left the bus quickly. As the bus pulled away, the young man turned to see that the old man entered the gates of a cemetery. I wish we'd listen more often to our hearts as this dear old man did. People would be blessed as we poured out our love to those around us. Jesus said, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap." Part of what is given back to us when we give is satisfaction, knowing that we have listened to our hearts and obeyed. What is your heart saying to you today? Follow your impulse.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.